Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Give me a right for this. I don't like Dylan Brooks, so we're never having fun. I'm a fierce competitor. He's a fierce competitor. There ain't nothing fun about that. I don't like Dylan Brooks.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's a killer, man. Jimmy Butler talking about Dylan Brooks last night. It's funny because I was talking to Evan before the show. And actually, I was texting him on our private thread. And at halftime, I said, you know, Brooks has been very solid. And then sure enough, in the second half... He disintegrated.
Yeah, and I got to say this. Since he left Memphis, Donnie, he became somewhat of a joke, and I wonder if Memphis, if they miss him. But the bottom line is I've learned to kind of appreciate him. He's Draymond Light. You know, he's one of those dudes that tries to get in the under your skin. But he's expanded his game, his offensive repertoire. We know what he is defensively. But the story to me last night, Donnie, in that fourth quarter is Thompson started looking like Tracy McGrady flying through the air. Every time it felt like Houston was going to take control, they were up, 90-88 with about 8 minutes left. GP2 comes back with the tip-in shot to tie the game. And then Thompson makes another layup. Pods comes back, hits the layups. You know, and it's just like, damn. And Şengün, put him up 94-90 with about 6 minutes left. And then Curry comes down when you're kind of like, is Houston going to take this thing and hits a three to bring him within one? Like, they just felt they had an answer all night. The Warriors did.
And they had
an answer.
When they didn't have an answer, the Rockets helped them out.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, I think I'm different. There you go.
2 Chainz.
But, you know, Warriors are up 3-1. They're looking good. There's no doubt about it. I feel like this series has been super competitive.
It has.
And, you know, the Rockets, I could see them winning tomorrow. I could see him winning tomorrow, but I think, again, what I've seen through the first four games is they're just not ready. They're too young.
Mm.
They're too inexperienced, and they're just not ready right now. Now, can that change? I'm not sure. I don't think so. But they're talented, but they're young, and they got to do a lot of growing.
Yeah, and I just went over three portions of the game in that fourth quarter, Stoney, where the Warriors, you know, GP2, the tip shot. I don't know which one was bigger, him tying the game with the tip shot, and then Thompson start getting going, and here comes Pods again with his jumper to bring within two. But when Şengün put him up 94-90, that was when I was in that building like, oh, boy, one miss. And, you know, if they get fouled on the other end, they probably miss it. But, you know, now it's getting late. And for Curry to hit that three when he did to bring him within one, I was like, okay. And the Warriors, they ran him down.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go out to Joe in San Jose. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think if that game was played in Houston, the Warriors lose that game. And the reason why I'm saying that is that the Warriors fans were really motivational. They really came through. I know you guys don't look at that, but I think that was a factor. The fans were really into that game, man. It was a good game. It was competitive. it could have gone either way. I think it was the Houston, the Warriors lose, but I don't know how this is going to play out, but it was very entertaining. I really enjoyed the game. What do you guys think? You think the Warriors fan played a major role in this? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. I'd have to defer to somebody who was there.
And I was there, and I told you it was one of the games that, and Evan was too, and Grandy, but I'm just telling you, Stoney, it's an NBA, and I've seen a lot. We were doing the pre and post for almost 2 years. This is one I'll remember. And, you know, I'm not a big wrestling fan, but, you know, from what I understand, why a lot of people gravitate to that sport is it has everything you want. Villains, bad blood, and that game in the second quarter was getting out of hand, but I loved it because you knew it meant something. And, Stoney, it wasn't just the regular season. It was the playoffs. And to pull it out in the fashion they did, and you talk about the celebration after, I keep focusing on that hug between Steph and Dre, because they know, you know, something special's at hand that they might be able to shock the world and do. But in order to do that, you got to close out Houston. And taking that game after being down 7 at half, I mean, goes a long way. And what do we talk about in sports? You always want to have a good regular season record so you can have the home field, home court advantage. And that's what the Warriors played into yesterday.
Yeah. What'd you think of the two kind of dust-ups? Dylan Brooks fouls Steph Curry. Steph Curry puts a 2 in his face, meaning 2 fouls, I believe. He either meant 2 fouls, that's now 2 fouls on you, Dylan, or he might have been saying that's the second time, because he did get a little bit of a hip check there, Curry did, and maybe he meant 2, like that's 2 now where you took kind of a cheap shot at me. So Curry gets called for taunting. Brooks gets up, tries to take the ball away from him, and then Draymond Green kind of pushes Dylan Brooks, and that's the one where he got a flagrant or technical? Remember, Evan?
Technical.
And so you can continue in the game when you have a technical and a flagrant, but not 2 technicals or not 2 flagrants. Man, so
tell your guy Peter Vesey that.
It's the way the rule's been for a while. I want to hear, this is Steph Curry right after the game talking about how that was for a playoff game.
Exactly how you'd expect. Obviously, the first half was super choppy and emotional and physical and text and flagrants and all type of stuff, no flow. But the way we started that third quarter is Warrior basketball, getting stops, keeping the game simple, made that huge run that it almost felt like a little downer towards the end of the third quarter, but then you got to remember we were down 7 at halftime. We did our work, so we were able to withstand some of those runs. And what can you say about Jimmy, BP, Buddy, and then a defensive player of the year, Draymond? They go at him one-on-one down the stretch. He got to stop.
The hustle award. Hustle award.
No, he meant that he's their defensive player of the year, Stoney.
Well, he wasn't.
Yeah.
But he did win the Hustle Award.
No, he was the Warriors' defensive player.
The Hustle Award. That's
again, he was the Warriors' defensive player of the year.
So every team gives out a defensive player of the year award?
No, but when you watch and cover the team like we do, you know that Draymond didn't win it league-wide. But
I got to tell you.
He's their anchor on this team when it comes to the defensive
end. Yeah, I got to tell you. You know, I don't.
You don't like it?
I don't think we cover the team. We watch the team and we observe. I don't know that we cover it. I wouldn't say I cover the Warriors anymore.
Well, your job is to watch it.
Yeah,
and we chop it up about every game, and that's what we've done for 82 games and now 4 in the playoffs.
Yeah, I feel like covering it needs to be the guys who are there and the guys and the women who are there every day. We're just talking heads, Goo. We got very little to offer. We're not there day in and day out.
Well, you're not going to steal my joy. We cover the team. You got a credential.
You didn't even use it last night.
No, I didn't. I was a patron.
Let's go to, how about Al in San Francisco?
Al.
What's up, Al? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Guru, Steiny, Evans?
Hey,
Evans. Glad to be on the show, man. Good hearing you guys every day, you know, talking about, you know, our Warriors, and, you know, hearing also, hey, what about those Giants, number one, huh?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
But the game last night, Yeah, the game last night, the Warriors, man, that was a good game. It could have went either way. Curry relaxed a little bit, but, you know, hey, you know what happens in Houston on these playoff runs when the Warriors play in Houston, you know, for the last years that pass, and how they shut Houston down and close it out in Houston. Tomorrow, Guru, I'm with you. Game five is us. We're going to win it tomorrow. And Curry's going to say night-night in Houston, and we're going to win tomorrow. And Curry, I know, is going to go off with like 30 points, because now they're going to have to concentrate on Paz and Buddy Hield, and that's going to leave Curry open to do his night-night tomorrow. Yeah. Warriors in five. Thank you, guys.
I mean, Steiny, we saw.
That's not going to happen.
Well, you don't know that, but
they're not going to key on Hield and Pajemski. Steph's going to be open.
I don't know that part, but my bottom line is, even if Steph is covered, he can still give you that business. But this is just another one in the books for the Rockets to kind of get up off the mat, right? That's been the theme. They've been close, couldn't get over the hump outside of game two. And now with yesterday, Steiny, I got to be careful because the Rockets have impressed me. So for the guy that called me gullible, I had the Warriors in five. But, man, if the Rockets get down six early or eight or ten, and maybe they'll prove me wrong, you kind of wonder if Cancun is calling or they're just like, you know what, Rockets.
Why wouldn't they have done that last night on the road?
Yeah, well.
They were down 16-4
but now
last
you're,
night.
I got you. But you were two games away from being eliminated, and now you're one. And I'm not saying they're not going to give up.
Yeah. The Rockets are not going to give up or lay down. I just can't see it. The only thing they have consistency-wise is how hard they play. Mm. And I don't think they're going to go into that game feeling sorry for themselves. They're going to go in there thinking it should be 2-2, and the Warriors are going to have to play. They're going to have to beat the Rockets, I think. Yeah. But, you know, the other thing we saw from the Rockets last night is they're never going to put the Warriors away.
Yeah, you said that.
The Warriors may be able to blow out the Rockets at some point in this series Wednesday or Friday, maybe. But the Rockets can't do that to the Warriors.
That's, and it's not that's a not mandate. As long as you have one more point than the other, you know, and the first to four is a wrap.
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to B in San Jose. Hey, B, how you doing?
John Metz and Guru, you're both doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Steiny, I know you're a man of nuance. Mm. And Guru, you love the highlights. So I got a couple to point out from last night that I think overall were maybe minute, but also seem like strong turning points. First, the nuances. You know, Looney, in only small stretches, was actually defensively responsible for preserving two leads at the end of third and fourth quarters for the Dubs. He stopped Şengün's attempt at the buzzer at the third quarter to keep him up two, and then he contested VanVleet without fouling to make him air ball to three. So I thought those were just both two valuable but very nuanced types of moments. Goo, you love you some highlights, some ha-ha. And yeah. I think a couple of strong ha-has. One that didn't even produce a basket, but I think produced some intimidation, was Post trying to cram one on Adams. And then Jimmy's stop on a dime and then, turn over his shoulder to dump it off to Buddy Hield cutting for the layup. I guess it also plays off, you know, Steiny, you were a tickled pink for some passing. And that was one very strong passing moment, no doubt, that Butler, you know, gave to a cutting Hield. And it just shows the playmaking ability that they desperately needed. Seems to have rubbed off on guys, too, like GP and Pajemski, where the ball control that Butler so values seems to have become infectious for other, you know, sort of role-playing guys like those.
That's a good
call. Thank you, guys. You guys always do a bang-up job. You're the best. And, yes, you guys do cover the game. I love the self-deprecation study, but y'all should give yourself some credit. Y'all got mad good coverage and mad good talking head charisma.
Appreciate it. Butler plays 40 minutes, doesn't turn the ball over one time.
With a pelvic contusion that I sure is just giving him fits.
Let's go to Scott in Marin. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
All right, fellas. Hey, man. You can't beat that entertainment last night, that's for sure. The only one thing I and Draymond, without a doubt, sows the seeds of doubt in the Shangoon. He did it in 22 against the Celtics. He intimidates people enough, just enough to give you to tilt the things in your favor, give you an edge. But I have one problem with last night, and that was what was going on in the second quarter with the chippiness and stuff. And I know it's not the referee's fault, because I know it's a league directive probably, but...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I think that they need to stop this 15-minute reviews and teching up everybody. And really, if you really look at the tape, it was nothing. And I don't know why all these guys coming off the – are these security people running and coaches that are running off the sideline?
They're coaches and team security. Yep, coaches and team security.
I don't think that should be allowed. I don't think – the players are not going to fight. 99.9% of the time, it's all – just chipping, just chirping.
We'll see.
And last night, I didn't believe that there's no way Draymond should have got a tech. No way that Steph should have got a tech. I mean, even the idiot Brooks, I don't know if I would have teched him up for that either. I think that took away from the flow of the game. There's too much review of these pushing and shoving things. I mean, if somebody gets smacked across the head, okay. Whatever, but that's not what happened there. There should have been nothing and play on, especially considering how they're allowing them to play. You can't allow all this physicality, which I love in the NBA playoffs, and then expect this for what Steph did, putting up two fingers. That's taunting. I mean, come on. I think they need to get away from that. And I think they just need to let the game flow a little better than that. I mean, and I really do think they should not allow these security people and these coaches around on the court. Players can handle it. I really think they can. And one other thing is you look at somebody like Dylan Brooks. I know they have a young team, and this is the example this guy sets. He's just a dummy. He is not a winning player. He's a hustler. He plays hard. He can make some shots, but he's not a winning player. And Draymond, the Warriors are full of 16 game players. That's what makes them dangerous going forward. They got Steph, Draymond, Butler, and I'm telling you, this Pods is another 16-game player. And so I think Looney's got the experience. I think they really have an edge going forward pretty much on everybody they're going to play, because they're going to have, OKC's got younger players too.
Yeah, so, I don't know what kind of advantage or disadvantage they're going to have in the next round. Against either Minnesota or the Lakers. You got to kind of settle into that series.
They got superstars. The Rockets don't. They got good players. You know what I mean? And I'll say this for the review, Stani. The malice in the palace, the NBA, that's what this is all about. That will never happen again. I have no problem with the security coming in just to kind of cut the shenanigans. Y'all can stick your chest out, but you know you're not going to do anything. But, Stani, why does it take so damn long?
Well, I mean.
That's what I'm like. He's okay. Right. That was like a baseball game.
Well, okay, let's take the play where Draymond gets stripped by, it was Eason, right? So Draymond gets stripped by Eason, and look,
talk to him.
He was going to foul Eason no matter what on that play after he lost the ball. There was just no doubt about it. He was frustrated, and he was going to make a play on the ball, but he was more than willing to take the foul, even though he had four at that point. But he was going to foul Eason as Eason started going up the court. Okay, so then what does he do? He kind of hits him. You know, he hits him pretty hard.
Yeah.
Then they roll over, and Draymond hits him with his leg to the head? Yeah,
inadvertently. He was trying to get, they got tangled.
Well, I don't know if it was inadvertent or not. I mean, I don't think it was on purpose.
Yeah.
But the reality of the situation is he did come down on Eason's head pretty hard with his leg.
Oh, that man.
And that's a play where I think you got to review it.
And they got it right by not penalizing Dre, you know, for a technical, you know, saying that that was on purpose. But I will say this. You talk about fighting or guys you want in your foxhole. I want Quentin Post in my foxhole, Stani. You can't teach what he has. And there was a melee or whatever you want to call it, but he was in there and I loved to see it. He was standing up for his teammates. But as far as pods and this confidence, and Draymond talked about it after the game, calling it, he wish he would have had what Paz has, and he dubbed it irrational confidence. Stani, that young man has had that since Jimmy Butler, but I can't ignore the fact that since Butler's got here, all the guys, and I'm even throw Steph in here, are feeding off Jimmy, and he's giving them something to where the best is coming out of all them, and they see the game differently. And you talk about Pods this year, how it got started, and he wasn't shooting, and we were taking calls, this and that. He's getting a scholarship and the mask gate. He had to go through that. And now where he's at now in year two, and what he did yesterday was 6 3-pointers in a pivotal playoff game. I mean, I don't know how he went to bed, if he could even sleep or sleep like a baby. I understand it all. But, man, we cannot sleep on what we're seeing from this young man. And I'm going to just leave it off with this. I'm getting Jordan Poole vibes from him in regard to he can get you a bucket and he's not afraid to take. Stani, there were a couple of shots. I was like, Pod, did you need to shoot that? But he felt like he could make it. And he said as much in his post-game interview, like, I'm out there. I believe I can make some shots.
And he made a bunch last night. This from the 510 from Uno in Fremont. What's this fixation with using the word young? The Rockets simply aren't good enough yet. Young is a cop-out. If you're the NBA, if you're in the NBA and playing in the playoffs, it's a bottom-line sport. They haven't been good enough.
See, I think that's unfair.
What?
Young, that's what it is. This is their first time for most of them.
They don't have any experience.
Now, the free throw thing is something else, but as far as them, this is being their you know, playoff virginity, I get it. Like, Young is not that. That's what we're watching, especially with young Jalen Green.
I mean, how can you deny that inexperience is what's getting the Rockets? Whatever. The Rockets' inexperience combined with the Warriors' experience.
Come on now.
That's been the difference in this series. And if you want to, you want me to stop using young? I'll stop using young. They're inexperienced. They don't have any playoff experience, and it's showing.
And there's matters, right?
There's a big difference between the regular season and playoff basketball, and the Rockets are finding that out because it's the first time they've ever been to the postseason.
And to that point, me being Mr. Warriors in five, I got to be honest, Donnie, the Rockets have impressed me. They just haven't closed.
Let's go to a little sound here. This is Steph Curry on the defensive looks that he was seeing last night.
It took me to the fourth quarter to see it. Once there was a zone, once I came off, If I got rid of it, whoever was the closest to kind of turn into a box and one.
Okay.
So very clever. I hadn't really seen that one before. So we'll study the film and figure out some looks.
All right, that's Steph talking about what Houston was trying to do on defense. He said they were in zone first, and then as soon as the first pass was made, they had somebody sticking with him while the other four guys were playing zone.
And for the most part, Sonny, I'll say it worked. You just got beat by the others.
Yeah, let's ask Steve Kerr, what was going through your mind on the final play of the ball game?
Well, what was going through my head was call a timeout, you know. Either way, made or miss, we wanted to get the timeout so we'd get Steph back in. You know, I just thought, you know, Dre, you know, played phenomenal defense with five fouls, you know, most of the fourth quarter he's out there. And so he did a brilliant job, and we were able to get Şengün forced out a little bit further than he'd been for most of the fourth, so it made it a tougher shot. And then, as I said, Jimmy made an amazing rebound.
All right, that was Steve Kerr talking about the last play of the game, Şengün's missed half hook, and then Jimmy Butler's rebound. 888!
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.